You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and this week is Diabetes Awareness Week. And to raise awareness and to mark Diabetes Awareness Week, we've been talking to different people, professionals and also people living with the condition. Joining me today is Samantha Leftwich, who has lived with diabetes for 26 years. Thank you for joining me, Samantha. So this is quite a big question, a broad question, I suppose. And I know you were quite young when you were diagnosed with diabetes, but how did the diagnosis change your life?
So I think in the very beginning, I mean, I was six when I was diagnosed. So for me personally, I don't necessarily think I really realised sort of what was happening at the time. But sort of having conversations, you know, with my mum and things like that, I think a lot of the stress and the burden of sort of coming to terms with having a child that's just been diagnosed with diabetes and having to do injections and things like that, it was sort of quite a lot on her in the beginning. I think in the very beginning, it's quite a while ago now, so things have changed, you know, quite a bit in more recent years, but my diet had to change. I wasn't allowed to, you know, have the sugary drinks, sugary sweets and things unless I particularly needed it for if my blood sugar was low. So I do remember, as you know, a young child being at school and people having birthdays and end of term, you know, the teacher would bring in sweets and things, and I quite often wasn't allowed them, or I would get a bunch of grapes instead of you know, a sweet instead. So that, I suppose that's the main thing that I kind of remember as a child. The classic one, which I'm sure most, you know, people with diabetes who particularly had it when they were at school, sort of having hypo at school, but having a biscuit in the classroom and the other children, oh, how come she gets to have a biscuit? You know, that sort of thing. So, you know, sometimes there are perks to having diabetes. Being able to eat a biscuit in the middle of a lesson is always a bonus. But yeah, I think me growing up with it, I think my mum always wanted me to live my life and not allow my diabetes to kind of control me. It was about me controlling it. So she really encouraged me to, you know, reach for the stars and do anything that I wanted to do.
How important was your mum? Sounds like she was a bit of a rock when you were younger, and that, you know, she like you said, she wouldn't let you hold you back, and you know, you were controlling the bad diabetes, it wasn't controlling you. How important was that to have your mum there and telling you that you can still do anything and you can still be whoever you want to be?
I think massively important, to the extent that she is still the person that I go to if I'm, you know, having a particularly bad day with my diabetes, or I've had, you know, a couple of days of high blood sugar or low blood sugar. She's the one that I go to and sort of you know, I talk through what I've done and what's happening with my sugar levels, and she'll be like, have you tried this, have you tried that? So she's still, yeah, really, really great, a great support to me. And I think having a good support network around you when you've got diabetes is so important.
Especially at such a young age, to be diagnosed and having that support network around you must have been so important. At what point did the diabetes start to affect your eyesight?
So I'd had no problems with my vision up until I was about 24. And even at that stage, it hadn't impacted my vision yet, but I had my annual screening done, and they told me that it was, you know, I had background retinopathy, that they might want to see me in the clinic. So my photos were referred over to the specialist clinic, and it was just a case of waiting to see if they needed to see me or not. But in between hearing back from them, I actually had a bleed at the back of the eye from in the retina whilst I was at the gym. And that sort of was the start of it having an impact on my vision. And after that, it did sort of progress quite quickly. But having the bleed at the back of my eye did get me seen maybe a little bit quicker than I may have done.
And how's that sort of affected your life, obviously going from 24, living your life to, you know, as any 24-year-old would? How do you think that your eyesight deteriorating from then to now, do you think that it has affected your life?
Yeah, it did have quite a significant impact. I had finished my degree, I think, when I was 22. I'd, you know, landed a job working in a primary school where I was working with children with special needs, which was my dream job. I absolutely loved working where I worked. And when my vision started to deteriorate, I was having lots of surgery. So I actually wasn't able to work at the time. So I was signed off sick for about a year, I think, whilst I was having lots of treatment done. And unfortunately, I did have to, I lost my job. I got made redundant from that job. And that, I think, took a real toll on my sort of self-esteem. And that was quite difficult. I did become quite isolated and lonely. I spent a lot of time inside my house, not wanting really to go out because I didn't feel like I had maybe anything to go out for. And I did find it quite difficult before I had, you know, training with my long cane and things like that. It was all quite, I suppose, quite daunting to sort of go out when your sight isn't what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did sort of get some, you know, emotional support, which came from the RNIB. And then I started to receive sort of the physical support with long cane training. I then got a guide dog, and my life since then it's been different, don't get me wrong. But it has been absolutely incredible. And I've done things since that I would never have had the opportunity to do had my sight not have deteriorated.
It's really great to hear that you, like you say, yourself, you're feeling a lot better and you're a lot happier than you were maybe a few years ago. I'm wondering, have you got any advice for somebody who might be at the beginning of their sight loss journey or have just been diagnosed with diabetes, whether you've got any advice that you might want to give them?
Yeah, I think being kind to yourself, whether, you know, it's your sight loss journey that you're starting or a diabetes journey or both, maybe. Certainly be kind to yourself, because every day is different. And when you live with diabetes, you can do the same thing every day and still get a different outcome with your blood sugar readings. So don't beat yourself up about it, because every day is different. And get your eyes screened. Definitely, if you're offered an eye screening once a year, go and get it done. Particularly now, I know that they sort of halted the screening program for quite a while during the start of the pandemic, but I think a lot of the places are up and running now. So if you've had an invitation to go and get it done. They're working really hard to kind of, you know, keep everybody safe whilst you're there. If you haven't heard yet, I would get in contact with your GP and sort of see if the screening program is up and running, because it can make a huge difference. And yeah, I would just recommend everybody get it done.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Samantha, and being so open and honest about your life. And thank you for talking to me today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.